It's after lunch. Might be nap time for some people. But I trust you can stay with me. First thing I want to mention is the fact that anything that we look at, anything I talk about, if you find yourself in it, this is by any means or in any way do I want you to feel condemned or put down. Because that is not my intent. My intent is to be looking at some particulars this afternoon to help us understand. I also realize and recognize I'm going to be treading on some territory that might be controversial. But my plea is that you would hear me out. You may disagree with me. And if you disagree with me, I just want to encourage you to search it out and to check it out. Don't just overlook it. Don't just think that's just Dave, he's gone off on the deep end. But check it out. Look into it. Brother Kenny made the comment this morning, I'm not making this stuff up. And that's very real, that's very true. This stuff is not made up stuff. This is real. If it doesn't apply to you, I'm going to say just leave it on the shelf. It's like going to the grocery store and you want to buy some cereal. So you pick the cereal you want to buy. You don't take your arm and wipe all the other cereal off the shelf because you don't want it. Or it's not for you. I'm going to ask you to do the same. You may hear some things that might surprise you. They might shock you. And they might not apply to you. But I'm just going to ask you to leave them on the shelf. Somebody else might benefit from it. The other thing is, I want you to listen with your heart, listen to the voice of God. Don't just take it because I say it. The Apostle Paul told the Bereans, I want you to go check these things out and make sure that they're so. And that's my request. Don't just take it because I say it. Sometimes when we look at a topic like this, immediately some people think, oh, this is demon possession. I'd like to differentiate between demon possession and demon oppression, just to help you understand a little bit. Demon possession implies ownership, and if you are a born again child of God, you are owned by the Lord Jesus Christ. Oppression takes place in the soul and the flesh. And that is where that's what we call the area of torment. That is where the demons do their misdeeds. Demon possession is possible. But that is when a person has committed themselves to Satan. People do that. And if they have, they can also get free. I'll be looking at a number of things, but before we get into that, I'd like to look at a few things. How do we get into this stuff? How do we get involved? Kenny referred to one that I have on my list a little bit last night. We're a trusting people, and we don't check things out. We just believe everybody, and so if this works and this does this and this and this for me, then it must be okay, and if it works, it must be good. And we don't check it out. We just blindly walk into it. I was told of a particular, I can't remember now if it was an Amish or a Mennonite community in the States. A friend of mine told me, he said, you could mix together any potion you want and tell them that it's good for this or this or this, and you could make a good living on it because they trust you. They would believe you. I don't think that's just in the States. So some ways people get involved is they don't check it out, they just trust. The other thing is we rationalize it away. Surely this couldn't be this harmful, or surely it couldn't be that bad. I'd like for you to picture with me, we're going to the zoo, and there's a lion laying over there in the field. He's laying there, he's got his eyes closed, and he looks like a pretty little kitty. Surely he can't be harmful, can he? What would happen if you'd go pet him? It'd quite likely be his lunch. Satan does the same thing. He makes it look as harmless as he can. What if I don't know about it? Or what if I don't know what's behind it? What if I don't, I'm really not aware of this stuff, so it really doesn't affect me.